This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We told you a couple of weeks ago in an investigative story from R. Scott Tong and from Tom Scheck from APM Reports that the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, had gotten creative in how it referred to the dangers of fracking. Specifically, the agency had said in a draft report that the controversial drilling technique had not caused widespread systemic impacts on drinking water. The final report came out this morning, and it says hydraulic fracturing, as the technique is properly known, has indeed caused contamination to drinking water in some circumstances. It's a walk back for the agency, and it comes as President-elect Trump, as we've been telling you, is appointing supporters of the oil and gas industry to his cabinet. Here's Tom Scheck.
EPA Deputy Administrator Tom Burke says the study found that not every fracking well is causing problems, but he says faulty well construction, fracking fluid spills, and drilling errors have caused contamination.
We found scientific evidence of impacts to drinking water resources at each stage of the hydraulic fracturing water cycle.
In 2015, a preliminary draft of the report caused controversy by saying that fracking had not led to widespread systemic impacts to drinking water. A Marketplace APM Reports investigation found that conclusion was inserted just before the draft's release. Burke now says that statement was removed after criticism from the agency's scientific advisors and the public.
Scientists put that language in the draft report, and scientists made the decision not to include it in the final report.
President-elect Trump has appointed oil and gas backers to the EPA, the Department of Energy, and Secretary of State. Today's decision won't matter much, says Scott Siegel, an oil and gas attorney at Bracewell LLP.
I don't think that the Trump administration is likely to be dissuaded by this one change of a phrase in a report, which is definitely a minority opinion.
But John Noel, with the environmental group Clean Water Action, says the conclusion should force regulators to pump the brakes on any new drilling.
If the next administration wants to deny science, they'll have to let a 1,000-page study that very meticulously details numerous threats to drinking water, then that'll be on their watch.
Noel wants the oil and gas industry to freeze any new drilling, a move that is certain to be unpopular with the Trump administration. I'm Tom Scheck for Marketplace.